And is it under appeal?
They're showing one under appeal here, obviously.
This is Justin.
Hi, Justin. This is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we got you on the docket for later, but is now a good time?
Yes, sir. This will work great.
Okay. Justin, I think you have a couple of properties in Taney County, or at least
I do my primary residence and then the condo at Rourke.
Okay. Which are one or both in a nightly rental program?
My primary residence is not. That's the 751 Mockingbird. The condo is. It's the one of the Rourke properties there.
The condo at Rourke?
Yes.
Okay. And that's the one that's under appeal, right?
That's correct.
Okay. You may already know this, but what would you, I mean, obviously, go ahead.
The one that's under appeal, isn't it the 751 Mocking?
It is.
Okay, it looks like the one that's under appeal is 751 Mockingbird. Did you mean to appeal the other one?
The one 403 Veterans Boulevard, Building F, Unit 20?
Yes, the 403 Veterans Boulevard, Unit F, or Building F, Unit 20.
Okay, hold on just a second. What's the best way to do that, Stephanie? Would it be, can we just, do you have that one under appeal already?
There is no parcel.
That's right there, isn't it? Isn't that the address?
Yeah, that's the address. That's the right one. Oh, it looks like it is under, that's the one he is appealing under the.
At the top, yes.
Okay. All right, do we have the right parcel or not?
It doesn't give us the parcel number.
All right. Well, it looks
the
like
the parcel number was a little odd. I tried putting in the parcel number in the application, and it wasn't letting me. I had a number from the appraisal, and I don't know. It seemed like the form in the application wanted a certain thing, and the thing that I was giving it was not allowing me to.
Okay.
Move on, and so I remember now that was an issue. So it may not be showing the.
Yeah, I think it's got your residence as the parcel number. It looks like to me on this one.
And I think I left it blank, or I put one or zero or something, and so someone might have grabbed the parcel for my personal residence.
Is that the correct one?
That is the
correct
one.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to change BOE 404 to an appeal of with the address of, let's say, 403 Veterans Boulevard, Building G, or Building F, Unit 20. And it looks like it's parcel that ends in .320.
I can look up my appraisal, what the parcel number that's on the appraisal. I think it was a parent.
We've got it.
Parcel. Oh, do you? Okay.
Okay. We've got it. We're going to change this appeal to that address for your purposes of it's the Roark Creek condominium that you are looking for the nightly rental mixed use.
That's correct. The 75-25. Yeah.
Okay. As to BOE 404 with a modification, and I'm going to go ahead and try to read the parcel number 08-8.0-33-003-005-001.320. I'm going to make a motion that we classify that as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Okay. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, I have a note here that BOE 40 came to an agreement. Is that correct? Do we want to call and confirm?
They canceled.
Huh?
They canceled.
They just withdrew?
Through us? I spoke with him. I left you the note. So
yeah.
If you want to call and verify with him that they
This is all I have.
Soka Finland.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person that you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Mike, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm just calling to confirm that you're withdrawing your appeal, BOE, for this family trust property, BOE number 40. It's my understanding from the clerk's office that you've withdrawn that appeal, but we'll show it as withdrawn unless you call back and let them know differently. Thank you. All right. And then I've got BOE 410. Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We have you on the docket for later today, but we're through our earlier docket. We're hoping we could take you up.
That would actually work better for me, so thanks.
Okay, well, great. All right, do you all have a nightly rental problem or problem property in Taney County? Might be a problem, too. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And do you all own any more than just this one in, as far as nightly rental properties in Taney County?
Nope.
Okay.
Just the one.
All right. And is this just a classification appeal?
Yes.
That would be correct.
All right. You may know this, but what we've been doing is doing a mixed-use 25% commercial, 75% residential. And the first one, if you acquire any more and put them in a nightly rental program, that'd be 100% commercial in Taney County. But with respect to that first one, we do give that break. So as to BOE 410, I would make a motion we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You get a decision within a couple of days, and we appreciate you owning in Taney County.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm going to go back to BOE 405. I think it's the only one we got left.
He only had one also that I found.
Try Dan here again in a minute. I just want to make sure we've hit everybody at this point. Took care of all of Empire's. Meyer we put off. When did we table Meyer to? Next Monday at 11? Or no. 31st at 11, didn't we?
7:31.
All right. If we end up getting done with everything else, I can probably get Russ to try to move something. I don't know. It appears to me on my sheet that that is all of them except that this BOE 405, and he's not on the docket until 3:30, but I assume, like everybody else, he was told, and we might call earlier. Okay. Do we have another number for them? No, we do have a second number there, don't we? No, it's the same one, isn't it? All right, let me see if I can do it again. Classification, yep. I think I'll tell him I'm going to go ahead and make the motion to reclassify him, and if he wants to change that, give us a call.
Hi, this is Dan. Sorry, I missed your call. Can you give me your name and number, and I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Hey, Dan, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. You're the only one left on our docket today. We're calling early, we know that, but it looks like this is a nightly rental property that is just a classification question. My understanding is that you all only have the one property in Taney County that you put in the nightly rental program. Based on that, I'm going to make a motion on BOE 405 that we change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
A second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion passes. Dan, if that is not what you were looking for, if there's an issue there, please call back. We'll reconsider, but I've gone ahead and make the motion, and it's passed to reclassify you as that mixed use, which is consistent with what we're doing with everyone else. If you have more than one nightly rental program in the county, then those other properties would be 100% commercial, but the first one we give you that break on. Please call back the clerk's office and just verify that you're happy or you want yourself put back on the dock. Thank you. All right. Does anyone know of anything else we need to take up right now?
No.
Okay. As to BOE, is it 9 tomorrow again?
9 a.m.
Okay. As to BOE, we'll be in recess until tomorrow at 9 a.m. Okay.
Is the recording off now?